The first part talks about engaging players. Story helps us think about this. What is our game's initial hook that players will buy into? What are the aspects of the game that will resonate with them and draw them into wanting to play, even before they know very much about the rules? How can we devise innovations that will differentiate our game from others that people may have played previously, or perhaps that may remind them of games they've previously played and liked? The second part talks about motivating our players in the form of presenting the players with a meaningful goal. What are they trying to achieve? How do we come up with interesting answers to this question? Fundamentally, every game that is not a solo game or a cooperative game is a contest between multiple players, and so the player goal always revolves around doing something better, or more efficiently, or to a greater degree than one's opponents. Playing games is about structured social interaction, but the reason to want to have this interaction in the first place is the interplayer challenge that we present to them. The goal is to accumulate victory points, is bland and anemic. Simply changing it to accumulate the most victory points, animates the game with an interplayer contest, which gives direction as to what I should be trying to do as a player. The third part talks about challenging our players. We have in view games that force players to think critically and make decisions, or to use skills that they possess in ways that will determine their fate. We will focus on the kinds of decisions that give the brain room to run, and talk about where interesting challenges can come from.